Listening Library presents Almost Flying by Jake Maya Arlow. Read for you by M. Grossland. Chapter 1. My heart starts thumping before the video even loads. And then it pounds even harder as Mega Drop Unhinged, "If you don't puke, we're not doing our job," comes into view. I can't believe I haven't watched a POV video for this roller coaster before. The opening shot is a sweeping look at the whole ride. It's taller than every other coaster in the park by a mile. Its steel track stretching up into the sky. Human beings shouldn't be able to hurtle through its giant loops and twists and mega drops and come out unharmed. But somehow, we can. And somehow, it's the most amazing thing in the world. Well, okay, fine. I don't actually know how amazing it is in real life. The truth is, I've never been on a roller coaster. But I've watched pretty much every roller coaster point of view video in existence, and that has to count for something. So, there's that opening shot of the ride, and then the perspective switches, so that it's like I'm sitting in the front row of the roller coaster. That's what the camera position's like in all POV videos. There's excited chatter behind me, which dies down as a voice crackles over the loudspeaker. "Keep your arms and legs inside the coaster at all times." The ride groans, releasing a burst of air. "Now sit back, relax, and try not to think about that mega drop." The roller coaster rumbles and creaks, and we start climbing. I keep my head as close to the screen as possible, so it's almost like I'm actually on the ride. In the video, it's a cloudless day, and the way we're tilted back makes it feel like we're just going to keep riding up into the sky forever. But then we get to the top. There are a few seconds where I can't see the track in front of me, and I can't see anything below me, and it's just blue going on and on and on, and there's no horizon, and maybe no one else in the whole universe. I want to stay here in this moment before the drop a little while longer. So I pause the video. It really does feel like I'm in another world when I'm watching roller coaster POVs. It's a world where the sky is always blue and cloudless, where you're safely flung through the air on a set track with a group of happily screaming riders sitting right behind you. Most of all, it's like another world because of the whole never been on a roller coaster thing. I know that's super weird that I watch these videos when I've never been on one. I first found POVs when I was trying to convince my dad to take me to an amusement park, but that was like a year ago, and we still haven't gone. I thought I could use the videos when I presented the idea to him, but I never even made it that far. I felt guilty about wanting to ask him to take me somewhere so expensive, and somewhere where he couldn't just hop on his computer and send a spreadsheet over to his boss if he needed to, because he always needs to. I don't want to sound like I'm not happy watching POVs, though. Like, they're the best. But that doesn't matter, because this'll finally be the summer where I ride an actual roller coaster. I know my dad's saved up a bit of money since last year, and I just need to convince him that it's worth it, even if it is expensive. And now it's crunch time. There are only 3 weeks left of the whole summer. 3 weeks to make this happen. I just need a good plan. The problem is, I'm completely terrible at coming up with ideas. Abby was the one who always came up with our schemes. So this is new for me. And if Abby hadn't ditched me, I bet I'd already have been to, like, every amusement park in the country. Oh, and there it is again. That feeling I get when I think about Abby. It's how I imagine I'd feel if I was riding a roller coaster with a drop that went on forever. Close to puking, too weighed down by gravity to move. Miserable. I take a deep breath and press the space bar on my dad's laptop to start the video back up, which immediately makes me feel 1,000 times better. The person holding the camera angles it down so you can see the drop, and my heart is pounding because it feels like I'm about to drop. In the distance, there's this parking lot with all these tiny cars and trees, but the coaster is so high up that it's barely visible. It's like the only things that exist are the roller coaster and the sky. Suddenly, the train can't hold still any longer, and we're zooming down the track, and I can almost feel my stomach flip, and then the camera is upside down, and the person filming is screaming, and the sound of the wind is so loud, and I know I should lower the volume, but I don't, because you can't lower the volume in real life, and I hear something that sounds like knocking at the door. But I figure it must just be the car rattling on the turquoise tracks, so I keep twisting my body along with the video, left and right and left and... Dahlia! Oh. I pull out my earbuds and slam the computer shut. Can I come in? My dad asks. One sec. I grab the nearest book and open it to a random page so that when he comes in, it'll look like I was reading. I don't even really know why I hide the videos from him. It's the only thing in my whole life that my dad doesn't know about. We're close like that. Which makes sense, because all we have is each other. We spend a ton of time together, so sometimes it's tough to hide the POVs from him. We even have a shared weekly schedule. Like on Sundays, we'll ride our bikes down to the bay and spend the mornings there. And if it's low tide, we'll look for horseshoe crabs. They're usually dead, which is kind of sad. But my dad does this thing where he'll pick them up by their tail and pretend they're talking to me. He'll make them say things like, "Hello, Dahlia. Would you like to play?" in a creepy voice that makes me laugh so hard. They're super weird looking, the horseshoe crabs, with the hard brown shell on top and 10 wriggly legs underneath. My dad likes to tell me about how they've been the same for millions of years, since before dinosaurs even existed. It's pretty amazing that they figured out their thing, and now they don't need to change. Ever. They're always, always gonna look the same. Like weird giant shells with eyes and a spiky tail. I like that about them. So anyway, I'm sitting on my bed pretending to read, and I try to make it look like I'm concentrating really hard. "Come in," I tell my dad. I nod at the book a little bit, like my dad does when he's reading the newspaper. I'm going for, "Oh, look how interesting and sophisticated I am." But it must just look like I'm a bobblehead, because when my dad comes in, he asks, "What's wrong?" "Nothing." "You're reading. In the summer." He clutches his chest like he's about to faint. "Who are you and what have you done with my daughter?" I laugh a little and roll my eyes. "Well, I don't want to stop you from reading about..." He examines the front of my book. "1,001 tax breaks and deductions? And there goes my cover." I guess I should have checked to see which book I grabbed before I let my dad come in. But that's just the sort of stuff that happens when your bedroom is also your dad's office. When we first moved into this apartment over a year ago, he told me we could decorate the room however I wanted. He even got me a sparkly blue pillow that kind of looks like the ocean on a sunny day, to try to convince me that it would be okay that we were moving out of the only home I've ever known. As if to say, "Who needs two parents living in the same house when you have a sparkly blue pillow?" I told him that I was too old for a sparkly pillow, but it's secretly my favorite thing in the room. My bed is an island in a sea of boring dad business. We never got around to decorating the rest of it. So he's looking at me. Wait.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?